Israel and Iran are, of course, bitter enemies. This week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Washington reiterating Israel's right to defend itself against any nuclear threat from Iran. But Israel and Iran used to be allies until the Iranian Revolution in the late 70s. Israel is now home to 150,000 Jews who fled Iran, and many of them now live in Little Tehran in Tel Aviv. The BBC's James Reynolds has this report.
From a studio in Jerusalem, the voice of Iran's enemy broadcasts in Farsi to Iran.
Telefon-hoye radio Israel baroye tamas shoma dar barnameye emruz.
An Israeli radio announcer asks Iranians to call in. Surely one of the more unlikely phone-in programs you'll hear. Tell us about your concerns, the presenter Menashe Amir instructs his listeners inside Iran. We can talk about anything, from the economy to the possibility of Iran being attacked, he says. One caller phones in to criticize both the Iranian and the Syrian governments. You can't dial Jerusalem directly from Tehran, so instead listeners have to call a number in Germany. Israel has been broadcasting to Iran for more than 50 years. And as Menashe Amir explains, Israel Radio's Farsi service is a leftover from the time when Israel hoped that the Persian state might be its ally.
Israel considers Iran as a key country in the region. It's a Muslim country, but it's Shiite. And once Ben-Gurion had the vision of making a new axis of Ethiopia, Turkey, Iran, Israel.
But that vision died away after Iran's Islamic Revolution. And now Israel uses its Farsi broadcasts to try to reach and influence the people of Iran. Menashe Amir hears from many who dare to ring up the enemy.
I remember that one of our listeners said that he have sent a letter to us, and he demands us to put this letter near the window because he wants it to breathe the freedom air.
הנאורים. הצעירים כאילו נבראים מבוישים, אבל קיומם עוצר איזה כוח וכישרון בלתי רגילים.
At her desk in Jerusalem, Orly Noy does something that no Israeli has done before. She reads aloud her Hebrew translation of a Farsi novel, The Colonel by Mahmoud Dolat Abadi. She's the first person to translate novels from Farsi into Hebrew. The only Iranian Israelis usually read in translation is President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. His loudest threats against Israel make it into the papers. But Orly Noy wants to give Israelis the chance to read Iranian literature. She was born in Iran in 1970. Her family moved to Israel after Iran's 1979 revolution. At first, she tried to forget her native language and blend in as a new Israeli. But now, she's in regular contact with people in Iran, a country she still calls her homeland.
Fortunately, today it is much more easier because of the internet, and you don't need to be dependent on the official press anymore, so it's very easy to keep in touch.
Iranians you can find in Hulon in many, many places, many shops.
Kamal Penhazi shows me round the neighborhood of Holon in Tel Aviv. This is Little Tehran, the unofficial capital of Israel's Iranian community. Kamal edits a monthly magazine for his community, and he also runs the Iran-Israel organization, an attempt to build a bridge between the two enemies.
We are talking with the Iranians, and we explain them that Israel is not your enemy. We love you, we always had good relations. And with the Israelians, in other side, we are explaining what is the real Iran. And this is the problem with the regime, not with Iranians.
Where, in the end, which country would you like to be buried in?
My father is buried here. My grandfather and grandmother, they died here. Bad question. I don't know what to say. Maybe between Iran and Israel. In Iraq, maybe. I can't decide.
Again, that gentleman saying he can't decide where he wants to be buried. That report from the BBC's James Reynolds.